sometimes people who are just not that talkative or rude, all of a sudden they become too nice and they start talking more than normal during the ride. And I've done so many of these that I already know what's going on. It's because they spilled something on my seats. And now they're trying to cover it up by asking dumbass fucking questions. Personal questions sometimes about my job, my career, that normally they wouldn't really give a fuck about. But now they're trying to make up for it because they're trying to cover up the fact that my seats are probably have a stain on it. And you already know, you detect the signs right away. So I picked up this pothead couple, I should say. Nothing wrong with smoking pot. Definitely, once in a while I smoke too, so I don't care. They started off like, oh yeah, these drinks, you don't have any cup holders in the back? Oh, this, that. Oh, there's a cup holder on the door. Yeah, let's put the cup in there. And they pretty much didn't talk the whole time. They were talking to each other, this, that. And all of a sudden, they start asking personal questions. They start talking faster, all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I already know what to expect. And when they're being nice and then they spill something, it's really hard for you to turn around and say, fuck, now I have to have Uber charge you like $40 or whatever, you know? It's like, and you get into this, I hate these confrontations. I just hate it. I don't mind it if the person's rude off the bat, this, that. Yeah, I don't mind those. But if the person has been nice and then that shit happens, that really fucking, yeah, it makes it hard. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to mention it. Let him leave my car and then I'm going to file my complaint. Passive aggressive. You want to be passive aggressive? I'm going to be passive aggressive too. Sure enough, after they left, I turned on the light because it was dark. It was late at night. I turned around, big ass stain. They spilled Starbucks on my seat. While we're on the subject, I already talked about the time where I had this other girl, super nice. I took her to work at Ulta Cosmetics and I was picking her up from her boyfriend's house. So they had sex, definitely. And I was picking her up right after it. Her hair was fucked up and she was putting makeup on. She was super happy and energetic. Yeah, you can tell, like, it literally just happened. Kind of sweaty. So super cool, talkative the whole time we're driving 25 minutes into it, she fucking spills this almond shake with crushed almonds in it all over my seats, like fucking all over my seats, the chocolate and the crushed almonds going inside of the seatbelt fucking restrainers. I'm talking like she really fucked it up and I just lost it. I lost it because I was drinking coffee, I was already having a bad day, and it went from being super friendly to each other to, you know what, get the fuck out of my car. Like, I was pissed off. I was fucking pissed. And I was like, nah, I don't care, I'm gonna have Uber charge you $100 some, I don't care. And at the time I was getting like $120 for something like that. I mean, literally my seats were destroyed and the stain was bad and the crushed almonds was really hard to come out of your seats. So yeah, this is one of the things you notice when people become too nice all of a sudden. Rest assured, something's going on in the back and they don't want you to know.